The following interview was broadcast live on IsraelNationalRadio.com.
Do little citizens who don't hold any office, who are not millionaires, do we have the courage, and do we have the chance of suing a former prime minister of Israel? We have joining us on the show David Rutstein. He's a simple Israeli citizen doing just that. David Rutstein says that Shimon Peres, well, you were telling me just before the show, David, that Shimon Peres had slandered you and Barry Chamish. Why don't you tell us about that?
Okay, sometimes good fortune strikes, and this was a very good fortune. Actually, in the internet newspaper of the Labor Political Party, Shimon Peres was quoted saying that me, as well as Barry Chamish, are sickos that should be institutionalized.
That's what he said.
Yes, that was the quote.
Who did he tell it to? Who was he talking to?
He was actually talking to the Labor Political Party newspaper.
How do you say sicko in Hebrew?
Chole nefesh. How does that get translated?
Right, like a sick soul.
Sick soul, right. That should be...
But I thought maybe it was like sicko.
Something like that.
Yeah, so go on.
So what happened was that went to quite a few internet newspapers as well as on Israeli TV. At this point, I was not...
So they loved it.
At this point, I really was not well known. You know, it was Barry Chamish was, you know, somewhat of a well known entity. He writes about a lot of stuff. I only have one issue.
Well, he wrote a book called "Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin?"
Right. So.
So he went to the press, and now you wanna sue him for slander?
I actually went to the police first, because in Israel, slander is a pretty serious thing.
Really?
I go to the police.
I guess we learned that about public officials. I'm not sure we learned that about other people.
Right. I go to the police. Then afterwards, I file a $250,000 shekel lawsuit, which is about $50,000.
Wow.
Shimon Peres personally.
Now, yeah? Let me ask you, are you married?
I'm not married.
Okay. So
if
are
I
you
was
worried?
Married, I probably would not be doing that.
That's what I'm wondering. Are you worried? Are you in fear for your life?
Actually, at this point in time, I've been speaking to every Knesset member, every media official, the whole country, basically, over the last, you know, 6 months to a year on this, when everything was, you know, really the past 6 months.
And how do they receive you?
One by one, they all know. They're all afraid. They don't want to bother. Everyone knows about it. There's not one politician in the Knesset that does not know that the Rabin murder is a complete fraud.
But they don't want to deal with
they
it.
They don't. They,
why not?
I believe it has to do with the Knesset system, where it's based on Knesset lists, where there's one guy in charge and he appoints the next 10 people down. So in essence, Shimon Peres or whoever, they really only have to bribe just a few people. Or blackmail, or become friends with a few people.
Okay, let's just go over really quickly how you are going. You are suing him, and you're also basically saying that Yigal Amir was a patsy. He was not the person who ordered or who killed Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. Actually, some of the evidence that you were talking about before, there was no gun residue or the gunpowder residue on his hands. Now, Yigal Amir, if he were to shoot real bullets, would have had some type of physical evidence of having shot a live bullet, and there was nothing on his hands. He was clean. That's number one. Number two, the distance that he shot at the Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin was a few meters or a few yards away, and according to medical reports, if I'm correct, and you correct me if I'm wrong, they say he was shot point blank. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and just give us two, briefly, in sound bites, two other things that could prove that Yigal Amir could not have murdered Yitzhak Rabin.
Okay, Tamar, I'm just going to cut to the chase. As soon as Shimon Peres slandered me, I filed this $250,000 shekel lawsuit, $50,000. Immediately on all my websites, I switched the headline to David Rutstein, citizen David Rutstein of Jerusalem, unequivocally states that Shimon Peres ordered the murder of Yitzhak Rabin. In a normal world, Shimon Peres would be suing me, filing charges against me. And
uh-huh.
I would, you know, be losing my house, my car, my television set.
So what's the deal? Why isn't that happening?
They cannot make publicity on this issue.
So they don't want this coming out in a court of law,
where
you can show evidence that will be dangerous and damaging to Shimon Peres. Is that what you're saying?
At this point in time, you don't even have to go to court. Just the fact is what you know, and, you know, based on what you know, you probably think the whole story is bogus. We're talking in a country where 50% of the country knows what you know. 50% of the people are in the dark. If my name ever gets any type of publicity, you know, your question was, am I afraid for my life? The reason I'm not afraid for my life, if I ever get famous in this country, Shimon Peres will probably be in jail the next week.
So wait, what's going on with your lawsuit in that case?
Okay, my lawsuit is going forward. They made a response to the lawsuit.
What did they respond?
They bring up a bunch of nonsense, which is not related to anything.
Such as?
Okay, initially, the slander lawsuit, I filed the slander lawsuit, but initially, myself as well as Barry Chamish were slandered.
Okay.
So they're, you know, two of the pages are based on stuff that Barry Chamish wrote.
So not applicable to you?
Not applicable to myself.
Okay.
And I, in a
but
lot...
But they're taking it seriously, and the court may actually hear your case.
I believe they'll hear the case. A lot of the political stuff that's going on with Shimon Peres is related to the Rabin murder, as well as him trying to get away with murder. You know, I would imagine that him becoming close to Ariel Sharon has to do with if Ariel Sharon wins the prime ministership, they're going to send him abroad, so he won't have to stand trial on this particular
case. Wait, so
case.
Perez won't, is that what you're saying?
So Perez won't be...
Why? Is Perez up for a trial on the murder of
particular
Yitzhak
case, they're just going to send him as far away as possible. Hmm. You know, they'll make him an ambassador to Iceland.
He's already pretty chilly.
Yeah.
So that would work out. All right, and so how much does it cost to sue Shimon Peres?
Okay, I had to come up with a token sum of a few thousand dollars to my lawyer. But the main cost is if I end up losing the lawsuit, I would have to pay his court costs.
Which will be a lot.
Which would be, he has one of the top most famous lawyers in Israel representing him.
And you're ready for that? Buying lottery tickets? What are you doing?
You can't lose. What happened was...
You may be Yigal Amir's cellmate sitting in debtor's prison.
I don't think that's going to happen. What's going to happen is there's nothing he could do about it. You know, we're just talking about one headline away from this story breaking. This story is all prepared on the internet. It's prepared on these catchy website names with all the evidence, including videos.
All right. Now, David, I remember hearing in the news that people were saying that one of the reasons that Shimon Peres lost the election to be the head of the Labor Party just a couple of weeks ago, and Amir Peretz won, and Amir Peretz, who is the head of the labor union here, someone who was looked down upon because he's not as intellectual as the rest of the people who've been in the party.
He's just a working man.
He won because, this is what I hear, that everyone in the Labor Party knows what you're saying, that Shimon Peres, they believe that he ordered the assassination of the former Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin, and they didn't want to have anything to do with him anymore, and that's why they basically vomited him out of the party.
There's definitely something to that. The Rabin murder conspiracy broke about a week and a half before the primary election.
And why was that?
And I believe one of the reasons was my name appeared in the Labor Party internet newspaper three times, and from there it gave a green light to the rest of the Israeli media to pick up this story.
So everyone involved in the Labor Party read their news outlet, and it talked about you and how you were saying that Shimon Peres was responsible for the murder, and you showed evidence why it couldn't have been Yigal Amir?
Actually, just to put an exclamation point on there, I put in my websites, which are ShimonPeresNot.net, as well as BarryChamish.com for the rest of the world for English speakers. I actually put a picture of Shimon Peres with blood on his hands to make a point.
Mm-hmm. You know, but it doesn't give you loss of credibility because it's so sensationalist?
Well, actually, the policy of the people who did this murder 10 years ago is to have as little publicity as possible. So you really cannot do enough to sensationalize the Rabin murder.
Okay, now, David, since you're an expert again on this, I want you just to go over for everyone. If you've just tuned in, by the way, we're speaking with David Rutstein. He's a regular Israeli citizen who is suing the former Prime Minister of Israel, Shimon Peres, saying that he had slandered you by calling you a sicko, chole nefesh, and what else did he call you?
That should be institutionalized.
And should be institutionalized. And you're suing him for that. You're hoping that, in turn, that Peres will sue you for saying that he...
I'm calling him a killer and putting bloody pictures.
And yet the fact that he's not doing that is something of a red flag, because a normal person to be accused of a murder would want to sue and clear their name, and yet he's not doing that because he doesn't want to keep it in the papers.
He will never in a million years sue me for anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as soon as my name gets big, he goes to jail.
All right, so let's again go over a few things. Why you say Yigal Amir could not have done it, and why you believe that Shimon Peres. Let's just go over things.
Okay.
Number one, he didn't have any gunpowder on his hands. Number two, the distance of where the medical reports show that Rabin was shot, he was shot point blank, and yet in the video, Yigal Amir is a couple of meters behind him. Another thing is that the usual procedure for the guards, the bodyguards of the Prime Minister, is if anyone is even moving out their hand with a gun, they're shot instantly, and yet Yigal Amir was not wounded, was not shot at, he was just taken alive to prison. Another thing is that what I just found strange, the biggest thing, I know it sounds silly, but just that there happened to be somebody videoing this in the first place, when it was behind the scenes and not out front where you would want to get all the politicians who are on stage and that's where everything's going on, to go in the back where the parking lot is doesn't seem like a place that you would want to be filming.
Okay, Tamar, this murder is like really, really ridiculous. You could go from evidence to evidence of evidence. But it's just everything you can mention about the murder, your motive, everything, points that it's all a fraud.
Okay, but I just need specifics so people who can't read Hebrew can know what details are.
Some of the evidence is in English, translated on BarryChamish.com.
Okay, that's BarryChamish.com.
On the left side, you'll see a few articles, a few translations, of actual court documents.
Okay.
But on the Hebrew side, if someone flips over, where it says please click here for Hebrew, you're actually going to see just hours and hours of evidence.
All right. So we invite you all to look there and make your own decision. All right. Well, we're interested to find out what's going to happen. So if anything develops, David, please get in touch with us.
I have to mention to you, tomorrow, stuff is happening on a daily basis. There is one website I'm working with in Israel, Rotter.net. Which is really the Rabin murder conspiracy website in Israel.
Rotter.
.net.
Okay.
And they, to bring this story up the last 3, 4, 5 months has really been a tag team between myself and Rotter.net. And, we move public opinion polls incredibly these past couple of months. But until Shimon Peres is actually in jail, I feel like I've really been a failure. So that really is the goal, to put Shimon Peres in jail.
Well, you're a brave man, and I want you to keep in touch with us and let us know how your case is proceeding. When do you expect to have this, if at all, get to court?
Okay, I'm not so worried about the slander case going to court. I really want to see Shimon Peres on trial for the murder of Yitzhak Rabin.
And that you want to do it by having him counter-sue you?
He's not going to counter-sue me, but eventually I believe that a politician or even the Amer family is going to start speaking out. And as more and more people, you'll become less and less afraid. And we get that one headline, which eventually is going to happen. I'm not sure if it's going to happen this week, next week, or 3 months from now. But it's most likely to happen during an election campaign. And I got to tell you, I may even be running for the Knesset.
All right. Well, we'll find out what party soon if you do that. Let me just ask you two quick questions. What is the Rabin family, Dalia, his daughter Dalia?
Okay, I spoke to Dalia.
Her dad,
ordered a fake assassination to boost up his popularity. So I believe when Dalia...
She told you that?
The person who was hired by Dalia to investigate the murder...
Yes. So you're saying that Dalia had her own little private investigation of her father's murder going on?
Right. She had this a couple years after the murder. And this gentleman, whose name is Nachum Shachav, I'm in contact with him. He knows exactly what I know and exactly what you know. You know, anyone who looks at the evidence of the Rabin murder comes to the same conclusion. So she told, Nahum told Dahlia this quite a few years ago. As soon as she found out, you know, the obvious conclusion was her dad ordered a fake assassination, which was not meant to succeed, to boost up his popularity. So, you know, Dahlia figures, hey, it's a better deal, you know, to 60-70% of the country, her dad's a hero. You know, just let it be, as they say, the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's
and what is Yigal Amir? Have you been in contact at all? Can you be in contact with Yigal Amir?
Actually,
you let him talk?
Actually, a strange thing happened a week and a half ago. When Yigal Amir was looking for a new lawyer, he actually called my lawyer a week and a half ago. My lawyer met Yigal in prison, and my lawyer filed a motion to the state attorney general to request documentation from the court case. And that evidence, that letter from my lawyer on behalf of Yigal Amir is now online.
So are you saying that Yigal Amir is, he is appealing his case?
Yigal Amir is requesting a retrial, and as we speak now...
Because?
Yigal Amir says he did not murder Yitzhak Rabin.
Isn't that contrary to what he said when he first went to jail? Didn't he say that he did murder him, and he said why?
Right. Everything has done an about-face. I believe this is because of the tremendous amount of evidence which is available to the general public.
So was Yigal Amir lying, or was he duped? Did he really think that he did it, and now he's saying that he couldn't have done it by some of the evidence that's being brought to daylight?
Okay, Tamara, you've got an excellent point. It's definitely one of those two options.
Hmm. All right, this gets more macabre as we go on.
That
All
is
right.
correct. That is the open question, is, you know, just what you mentioned.
All right.
Eventually, everything will be found out, as we say, as the world turns.
All right. David Rudstein, thanks so much for being with us. Keep in touch with us if there's any further developments.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. You too, and be safe.